NPCI's profit zooms to 1,552 crore rupees in FY25.
IPO-bound Lenskart will skip the confidential route for DRHP.
Jiva mops up 530 crore rupees from Craigs to double down on lab-grown diamonds.
EMIs for Botox on the rise and fintechs want to ride this wave.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's begin with our top story, and it's a big one. NPCI, the backbone of India's digital payments and the operator of UPI, has posted a 42% jump in standalone net profit, hitting 1,550 crores in FY25, up from 1,095 crores last year. This is according to data that we've accessed from ICRA.
Yes, so the top line revenue also rose 19% to around 3,270 crore rupees. These are provisional numbers pending a final audit by the CAG. NPCI is a not-for-profit, so the profit is technically a surplus. And NPCI runs UPI, IMPS, Aadhaar-enabled payment systems and more.
So the irony here, NPCI is booming while most payment fintechs are still lobbying for MDR, the merchant fee on UPI, to stay afloat. But the finance ministry has made it clear that UPI will remain free for users and merchants.
So how does NPCI earn? It charges banks small transaction fees for using platforms like UPI and IMPS, plus membership fees, tech services and licensing for RuPay and Bheem. So the money flows in from the back end, not the end user.
And don't forget, its subsidiaries NIPL and Bharat BillPay are also adding to the kitty. Still, there have been UPI outages in recent months that raised eyebrows. With big profits and even bigger responsibilities, all eyes will be on how it balances growth with reliability.
Next up, Lenskart's IPO vision is coming into focus. The eyewear startup is skipping the confidential filing route and will file its draft red herring prospectus, or DRHP, publicly in July.
Right. So Lenskart is getting ready to bear it all, which is rare for a new age tech company. Because if you look at the last few listings, whether it's Swiggy, Meesho, PhysicsWala, ShipRocket and so on, all of them have preferred to keep their numbers under wraps. Lenskart, however, is not having the same problem. They are happy to go through the normal route. Now, sources we spoke to said that, you know, this underscores the confidence of its founder and CEO Piyush Bansal, who's banking on Lenskart's dominant market position plus his own personal brand, considering his popularity from doing the show Shark Tank.
Yes. Some details here. The company is aiming for a $10 billion IPO, raising over $1 billion with bankers like Citi, Kotak, Axis and Morgan Stanley.
So Lenskart posted a loss of 10 crore rupees in FY24 on revenues of 5,427 crore rupees. But compared to the last fundraise, its valuation has doubled. So let's see how the market reacts to this eyewear maker. Now, from spectacles to sparkles, D2C jewelry brand Jiva has just raised 500 crores in a financing round led by Craigs, with participation from Premji Invest and others.
That's right. Jiva is going big on lab-grown diamonds, a trend picking up fast as consumers look for affordable alternatives to mine gems. Think Firefly, True Diamonds and Limelight, all of them are getting investor love.
So we hear that Jiva plans to expand into new categories, ramp up digital and retail presence, and streamline its supply chain. They've also made one other important announcement. So Aditya Labro, their COO, has been elevated to the rank of co-founder. So definitely a startup to watch out for.
All right, moving on to a story that's got my attention and I guess several others too. So EMIs for Botox, yep, it's a thing now.
Well, welcome to Beauty FinTech, where startups like Fibe and Cube Health are letting people pay in installments for everything from laser treatments to hair transplants to liposuction to fillers, you name it, and they have an EMI for it.
Fibe, in fact, is disbursing over 20 crore rupees a month in wellness loans. Hair treatments alone make up half of that. Cube Health, on the other hand, has tied up with over 300 plus companies offering salaried professionals pre-approved health credit lines for things like cosmetic tweaks before wedding or IV drips.
So the average spend, well, 65,000 rupees for hair transplants. And yes, men and millennials are driving a lot of the demand. It's not just a metro story either. Tier 2 cities like Indore, Nagpur and Ludhiana are also embracing these loans for various beauty treatments.
Yes, platforms like Savin have processed over 6 lakh credit applications, and India's cosmetic surgery market is expected to hit nearly 1 lakh crore rupees by 2030, growing over 15% annually.
Well, experts say default rates are also low because these procedures are emotionally significant. These are discretionary spends, so people plan for it. So if you've taken a loan for your wedding glow up, chances are that you'll pay it back.
And yes, someone even called it the iPhone EMI effect. Luxury becomes lifestyle thanks to bite-sized payments.
And now a story that's given us all goosebumps today. We're talking about group captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who's made history by blasting off from the iconic Kennedy Space Center's Pad 39A, the very same pad used for the Apollo 11 mission.
Shukla is part of the Axiom 4 crew aboard a new SpaceX Dragon spacecraft heading to the International Space Station. Now, the crew is expected to dock by June 26 and will spend up to 14 days conducting scientific experiments and outreach.
So before takeoff, Shukla radioed back, "Namaskar, my dear countrymen, what a ride." And guess what his pre-flight playlist had? Swades, Yuhi Chala Chala on loop. That's what we call patriotic fuel.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.